Leviticus 23, verse 43, you read what you read so often. I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh. And God wants them to continue to recognize this. And the whole structure of the feasts that we read of here in Leviticus 23 were to remind them of this, that I brought you out of Egypt. What does this mean, that God brought his people out of Egypt? It's stated so many times, and it very often has this statement added, I am Yahweh, as if the way that he brought them out is reflective of his essential name, personality, characteristics, etc. Well, he brought them out by absolute grace, because although the push factors were pretty strong for them, they did not really want to leave Egypt. We know that in their hearts they turned back to Egypt all through the wilderness journey. And yet God didn't say, well, okay, that's what you want, go back. He keeps on propelling them forward and almost forcing through his saving purpose with them. Now, even in Exodus 14, which is just before they crossed the Red Sea, the people complained to Moses, and they say, why have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Isn't this the word that we spoke to you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? So they're saying to him, look, Moses, we told you when you first started talking to us about, come on, let's get out of Egypt, we told you to leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. And yet you forced your way through with us. Now you brought us to the Red Sea, and we're going to die here. We're sort of stuck here, we're cornered, we're going to die, we're going to perish. Well, they were brought through the Red Sea. But in Hebrews 11, we're told why that was. We're told that it was because of the faith of Moses that the sea opened. It was by his faith that they were brought out of Egypt, finally, through the Red Sea. And so you get the impression then that God is, as I said, almost forcing through his saving purpose. I say almost because I suppose that those who do not want to be saved and are hardened in their attitude will, I suppose, not be saved. God is not going to force people into his kingdom. But for folks like you and me, we who desperately want to be in God's kingdom, and yet we're weak, well, wow, what comfort this is, that because I am Yahweh, because I am fundamentally a saving God, I brought Israel out of Egypt. I did this. It wasn't so much the push factors that made them run away. Those factors were there, but as soon as they actually saw the reality, the real prospect of leaving, and once they were actually out of it, they wanted to go back to it. You know, they said, let's make us a captain and return. That's what they wanted to do. But God brought them out of Egypt. And if you just run through a concordance and look up that phrase, God brought them out of Egypt, you'll see that this phrase occurs so many, many times. And it is to celebrate the fact that God worked with them to save them, even with them kicking and screaming. And I think that this is how he works with us. Sure, there are push factors. Sure, we don't like this world. But when things actually start moving and God does come into your life, or, you know, this is too much. No, I don't want to give up that. I don't want to give this up. Oh, no, how could I possibly live without whatever it is, my wealth, my addiction, without my lax moral standards or whatever? I don't want to give that up. But God will work with you, because he wants to bring you out. And he did this with Israel out of Egypt, Hebrews 11 says, because of the faith of Moses. Well, we have a far greater than Moses on our side, on our case, as it were, and that's the Lord Jesus. And he's praying and interceding far more powerfully than Moses ever did, because he is Yehoshua, Yahweh saves. That is his name. Jesus is that supreme manifestation of Yahweh's desire to save. So this is tremendous encouragement that it is not just down to us. If you want to step out of line with this world, that's fine. God is there to meet you if you make the break. No, he is more proactive than that. It's like, later on, come out from Babylon and be separate. Touch not the unclean thing and I'll be with you, restore you, take you back to your land. Well, God was proactive. He made Cyrus make that most unusual decree. Hey, you Jews, you want to go back to your land? Go back. I'll sponsor you, give you the resources. You have my full blessing. So God continually takes the initiative. He is proactive. And this is why he is so often celebrated as being the one who brought forth Israel from Egypt, because I am Yahweh. Because this is who I am, the God who takes the initiative, the God who by all means wants to save, the God who will almost drag you to salvation with you kicking and screaming. Now, this is how he was with Israel, and we know that the whole thing is representative of our experience in Christ. 1 Corinthians 10, as they went through the Red Sea, surrounded by water in the cloud and in the sea, so we likewise are baptized into Jesus. And likewise, we are going through the wilderness journey towards God's kingdom. But we are being brought out. There is this hand of God, this greater dimension than our own desire, than our own spiritual strength. There is this greater hand that clearly wants to save us. This is why there's some very exalted language used about this later on in the prophets, that God, with an outstretched arm, with huge effort, as it were, with God, as it were, flexing his muscles, brought his people out from Egypt. And it is that huge desire of God, that strength of God, that initiative of God, which by his grace has picked up you and me to bring us on this journey. So in all our weakness, when we wonder whether we are strong enough or whatever to make the journey, look, God has a number on you. And only by absolutely biting off his hand and insisting that we do not want to be in his kingdom, only those sort of people are those who will not be there. But God's hand has taken us. He is bringing us not just out from Egypt, but unto himself in his kingdom.